Halacha is Teisha Vachatal bin Rosham. That the Chum say the Chosin has a right. He only made Kedushin so far. He didn't make Nisuyin. The Chosin has a right to say, I'm not going to make Nisuyin to you. I'll let you stay the way you are right now till you get white hair, until I get my money. That's what the Chum say. The Shver promised to give him money. If you don't give me the money, I'm not going to make Nisuyin with your daughter. And she'll stay the way she is the rest of her life. She'll be like an Igun the rest of her life. Admin says, no, you can't do that. Yechol Isha Tiyoma, the lady, the girl has the right to say, his wife has the right to say, Ilu ani pasakti liyatzmi, if I was the one that said I would give you the $1 million, then you're right, if I don't pay you, Esha Vachatal ben Roshi, you have a right just to wait it out and don't marry me or don't give me a get until I get old because I said I'd do it. But Achshav, Sha'aba Posak, but now it wasn't me, I didn't say I'll give you the money, my father said I'll give you the money, what do you want from me? What can I do about this? My father doesn't want to give the money anymore. So why should I lose out and stay in Igun? And therefore the din is, Admon holds, I can't say Potter. Besdin would tell her, listen, either go marry her, make Nisuyin with her, or else give her a get. That's what Admon says. That the husband doesn't have a right to let her stay until she gets the money. And Amar Rabbi Gamliel says, Royani is Divrei Admon. He likes what Admon says. That the wife has the right to say it's not my fault. I didn't promise the money. My father did. What do you want from me? So therefore, if you don't want to marry me, give me a get. Tamar says, Mas nisan lekiya tana. Our mission is not go at this tana. The tanya will learn like this. Omer Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Lenech leku admon vechachomim. That there's no machlokes al ha-poisik moyes lechosnoi. That if the father of the kala, the shver, promised to give money to his son-in-law now. Or poshet leyes regal. And then after they made Kedushin, the father-in-law said, goodbye, Charlie, I'm not giving you no more money. That everybody agrees, like Admon says in the Mishnah, that she has a right to say, what do you want from me? That my father said he'd pay you the $5 million. What can I do if my father doesn't want to pay now? So you can't make me stay in Igun. Either you'll marry me, you'll make me swing with me, or else you have to give me a get. Where is the machlokes? Al sheposko hi alatzmo. In the case where she herself said before the kedushin, she said, "Listen, marry me, and I'll give you $1 million." That's what she, the kala, told the chosin. That's the case. That's the machlokes. And then they had kedushin, and now she says, "Nothing doing. I was pulling your leg. I'm not going to give you the $5 million." Shechachom amayim nechom say teishiv atchetal ben roisha in chenami. The husband is right now. She promised him to give him $5 million, and she's not going to give it. He has the right to say, I'm not going to do anything to you. I'm not going to give you a get. I'm not going to marry you, make nisuyin with you. Stay the way you are. Admon says, no, even in such a case, she has the right to complain and say like this, that I promised you and told you I'd give you $5 million, I never really meant that I'd get the money myself. I was saying that I thought that my father's going to be nice to me. Even though he didn't tell me he would do it, but I thought my father was going to be nice and he would give me the money. But the achshav, but now that I see, but now that I see that my father is not going to give me the money, like me myself, of course I don't have no $5 million, I can't give you the money. That's what she says. So therefore the loch arisen, Admon says she's right. So he say, Oikonus, either go marry or make nisuyin with her, Oipot, or else you have to give her a get. That's what the Brisa says. So the Chur, the Brice is not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is Mashma clearly, the old Shiloh is where the father promised the money. And in the Brice it says no, that when the father promised the money, everybody agrees she's right. The Machlokes is only where she promised the money. And in this the Brice says, Omer Rabbi Gamliel, Royani is Divrei Admon. Rabbi Gamliel says, yes, I like what Admon says. That she has the right to say, I thought my father would help me. Now that he's not helping me, either give me a get or marry me. Morris says, Tana will learn like this. When do we have this din of the Mishnah of the Braisa? Big Doyla. Only if the Rashi says the Braisa, because it's going on the Braisa. When do we have this din? When the lady promised to give money. Do we have this Machlokes if she was an older? Big Doyla, an older one. Ava Biktana, if she's a Ktana, less than 12. Kaifin, then we do force. Kaifin, we force. Even in the case where she promised the chosin, I'll give you $1 million, and then she doesn't have the money, still we force. Fred Gemara, Kaifin Laman. Who are we going to force here? Who are we forcing? Eli Meliav, if you want to say we're going to force the father to give the money, is Abizai Ipchami Boile. It should have been just the opposite way around. Rashi says, and boy is Lachav Asav Ipcham Stavritzvei. If he Shagadola, tonight. It's rather the opposite way. That if she's an older girl, and she promised her chosin she'll give him $1 million, so now it's a svara that since what she said she had daf, like she was mechayev herself, so she can't pay it now, it's a svara we should force the father to pay for her. But if she's a ketana, like she doesn't know what she's talking about anyway, so why should we force the father to pay what she said? Like what a ketana says means nothing. A 6-year-old girl told the chosin, I'll give you $1 million. That means nothing. So why should we force the father to pay the money? The more yitcha should be just the opposite way. Elo Amar Rav says like this. What it means to say is, kaifim nabal liten get. That if she's a katana, then we force the husband to give her a get. In other words, that the husband has no right to think that she would give the money. She's only a katana. And he doesn't have a right to hold her to her word. So therefore, if she doesn't have the money, and he doesn't want to marry her, he has to give her a get. He can't make a stay in Nigun. Like, say, I'm not going to marry you and I won't give you a get. Omer Reb Yitzchak ben Elozer, Mishmei de Chizki, the name of Chizki like this, that Tomokom Shomer Rabbi Gamliel, whenever Rabbi Gamliel says, Roya ni as divrei Admoin, that I like what Admoin says, like it says in our mission here on the Braisa, Halacha Kamaisoi, then Takli Paskin like Admoin, even though Admoin is arguing against the Chachomim, but so what? Since Rabbi Gamliel agrees to Admoin, therefore we paskin like Admoin. Therefore, now Mishnah, we would paskin like Admoin, that she has the right to say, that's not my fault, my father doesn't want to give the money, what do you want from me? Therefore, we force him either to marry her, make nisuyon, or give her a get. Omalei Rabbi Rav Nachman, Rabbi Yisrael Rav Nachman, Afilu Bebraisa, is this true that even in the Braisa, also Rabbi Gamliel says he likes like Admoin, we paskin like Admoin? Omalei, so he answered back, Mi Karmina ben Mishnah? Did they say over the cloud that Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elozer say only in a Mishnah? Bechol Mokem Shomer Rabbi Gamliel Karminan. Wherever Rabbi Gamliel said that he likes what Admoin says, we pass like Rabbi Gamliel. So even in the Braiser also, we would pass and like Admoin. Omer Rabbi Zeiro, Omer Rabbi Bar Yimio, Beis Devorim. Two things, Shom Achonin that Chonin said in a Mishnah, Halacha Kiyotzevoi. The halacha is kiyotzeboi, Zatrashi, Techon and Rabbi Yochanan Metzaka kiyotzeboi, the Yadmer of Gamliel. Kiyotzeboi means the one that agrees with him. That's called kiyotzeboi, like Rashi says. By Chonin in the Mishnah before, it was Rabbi Yochanan Metzaka, it was the one that said kiyotzeboi. So when Rabbi Yochanan Metzaka said halacha, it's Chonin, we take a paskin like him. That's the first two Mishnahs we had. What Chonin said, there it said, Rabbi Yochanan Metzaka agreed with him. So he says, therefore, locha kiyotzeboi. We take a pasuk like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And shiva dvorim shom Admoin, but the seven halacha that Admoin is saying, ain't a locha kiyotzeboi. The locha is not like the ones that are saying with him. So what that means. The Gemara says, my comment, what do you mean to say? Elaim, if you want to tell me like this, hochi comment, this is what you mean to say. Shnei dvorim shom achonon, the two first two halachas that Chonon said, halacha kemoisoi, o kiyotzeboi. We paskin like him, and also like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that said ki yotzeboi. He agreed to what he said, like a shnei dayone at the first Mishnah. The end when Chonon said as aloch, it says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says like him. Yofa machonin lo tishav ela b'saif, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai agrees to Chonon. You only have to say at the end. Now v'shiva dvorim shom admin. But the seven halachas that Admoin say, is ain't halacha kemoisoi. We don't paskin like Admoin, but like kiyotzeboi, and not like the ones that agree to him. Like in our Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel says, Royani is devri Admoin. So you're telling me now we don't paskin like this. For the Gemara, that can't be. We just learned not like that. I have Omer Reb Yitzchak ben Elozer, Mishmei de Chizkiya, that komokam shomer Rabbi Gamliel, Royani is devri Admoin, whenever Rabbi Gamliel says in the Mishnah or any place that he likes what Admoin says, the din is halacha kemoisoi. We paskin like him. So how could you say the halacha is not like Admoin? As Pravat Hidder of Gamliel agrees with him. Ella, what he meant to say is like this. Elochikom, this is what he meant to say. Shnei dvorim shom achonin. There are two things that Chonin said. You should know halacha kemoisoi kiyotzeboi. It's very good. We paskin like Chonin. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai agrees with him. We paskin like Chonin. But you should know shiva dvorim shom Admoin. The seven things that Admoin said, ain't halacha kiyotzeboi. We do not paskin ein halachik yoytzeboy. We do not paskin like the other one. Trash ein halachik yoytzeboy means shalai roes devorim. We don't say, we don't paskin like the ones that don't like what he's saying. Ela b'shloisha shoyle liroy says devorim bekulam. That's what I mean to say. Ein halachik yoytzeboy. What does that mean? Ha kemoisai halacha bekulu. Well, you want to say, it's ain't halacha kiyotzibai means a few of them, Rabbi Gamliel said, I hold like Admon. So the pshat is, he only agreed by three of them. So for he's saying only in three cases we pass like Admon. That's not true. It's not the pshat only in three cases we pass like Admon, but rather, kamaisi halacha bekulai. But we pass in Admon in all seven things. That's what he meant to say. Because in the Mishnah, Admon says seven halachas. Three of them, Rabbi Gamliel said, Aroyani, I like him. So he's saying, we don't pass like Rabbi Gamliel. Means only in these three things Allah is like him, and not in the other four, but rather in all seven we pass like him. For the Gemara, I have Omer of Yitzhak ben Elazar, Mishmei de Chizkiya, that Kamakim Shom Rabbi Gamliel, Royan as Divri Yadman, Allah Kamaisai. So the Chur Tzaddik is, Omar in. If Rabbi Gamliel said, Halacha, he agrees to Admain, then we pass like Admain. But Mashma Loy Yom Aloy, but in the other four Mishnahs, that Rabbi Gamliel, the other four halachas that Rabbi Gamliel does not agree to Admon, mashma that we were not paskin like Admon. So how could you say the halacha is all seven like Admon? Elo the pshat is like this. Hachikam. This is what he meant to say. Shnei dvorim shama chanon halacha kamaisai ukiyaitzabai. In the first two halachas that Chanan said we paskin like him and like Rabbi Yechon and Mazaka that agreed with him. But Shiva Dvarim Shama Admon, the next seven halachas that Admon says, you should know, Yesh Miyam Shalacha Kamaisai, Uki Yaitzibai. Sometimes we pass like him, and like Rabbi Gamliel, when he says he agrees with him. But for Yesh Miyam, there are some cases, the other four halachas, Shein Halacha Kamaisai. We do not pass like Admon, El Uki Yaitzibai. But rather we pass like Rabbi Gamliel. In other words, Rabbi Gamliel only agreed in three places. Mashman in the other four places, he does not agree with Admon. So in those four places where he does not agree with Admon, then Taka, we do not pass like Admon. Now, V'chomokim Shom Rabbi Gamliel Reyn Yath Divrei Admon Halacha Kamaisai in Achlai. In other words, we're to be passing like Admon only in the three halachas that Rabbi Gamliel agrees to Admon. But the other four halachas that he does not agree to, there we do not pass in like Admon. Zot Mishnah. Ha'oirer al hasoda. Somebody comes to complain and says, listen, the field that you have is stolen goods. It was stolen from me. It's my field. Rashi says, Ruvain ma'arer al soda shabiyat Shimon. Shimon is living happily in a field, and Ruvain goes to him and tells him, V'yomar, and says like this, who did you buy this field off, Shimon? Off Levi, that ganif. Shemok lecha gozne menu. You know, the person that sold the field to you, Levi, he's the ganif. He stole the field from me. So Reuven now goes to Shimon and says, Shimon, you have no right to stay in this field. This is my field. It's my stolen stuff. It's my field. This guy Levi that sold it to you stole it from me. So now, v'hu chosim alei. But a modern case, Reuven signed on the shtar when Levi sold the shtar, when Levi sold the field to Shimon, Reuven signed on the shtar. So the eight, he was an eight on the shtar. So Admon Omer, Admon says if so, he didn't lose his chusim. Because even though Reuven now signed on the shtar when Levi sold the field to Shimon, even though Reuven holds that Levi's a ganef and Levi stole it from me, still, when Levi sells it now to Shimon, Levi signed on it. You know why he did it? He has a right to say, Hasheni noyachli, varishin koshimenu. Because Reuven has a right to say like this, calls the man the field is by Levi, he's a tough guy. I'm afraid of him. I know he stole it from me, but I'm afraid to go to him. I know I'll never get the field back from him. Therefore, now when Levi wants to sell the field to somebody else, I'm very happy about it. And I'll even sign on the shtar that Levi's selling it to Shimon. Because I know now when Shimon gets the field, he's an easygoing guy. To him, I'll go and prove that the field was stolen, and I'll get it back. So therefore, he doesn't lose out. That's what Admon says. That the Reuven has right to say, Hasheni Noyachli. The reason why I'm signing the field belongs to Shimon is because he's an easy guy. Varishan Koshimenu. But the first guy, Levi, is a tough guy. I'll never get the field away from him. So I want the field to go out of his rishus. So he's Neman. All right, turn over. But the Chachamim Maimrim, the Chachamim say, Ibedes Chus Sainau, Reuven loses out now. Reuven doesn't have a right to complain to Shimon to say the field that you bought is stolen goods. If you yourself, Reuven, signed on the shtar. Now the Chachamim say, if it was true, you Reuven, that you hold, Levi stole the field from you, you have no business signing the shtar mechira when Levi is selling it to Shimon. You have no business signing. So since you went and signed it, therefore it's like proving that it's not stolen goods, and therefore you can't complain now to say it was yours and was stolen from you. Ibadat chusoy, you lose your rights. What about also simin liyachar? Ibadat chusoy, same type of a case that Ruve Shimon now is living in a field, and Shimon wants to have the boundaries. He wants to know where his boundaries are, or else even a fakir, not even Shimon, another person is buying a field near Shimon's field. Now this new person was buying it, he wants to know exactly where the boundaries of his fields end. So he says, on the right side is Shimon's field. That's the boundaries to my field. And this guy, Reuven, now signs to that shtar. In other words, a third guy is buying a new property next to Shimon's field. Now Reuven signs that shtar to say that on the right side of your field, where does it end? Where Shimon's property starts. So since Reuven signs on that shtar that the right side belongs to Shimon, later Reuven has no right to complain to Shimon to say the field was stolen goods. Because if Reuven really felt it's stolen, you shouldn't have signed. What business do you got to sign now to say that the right side of that field belongs to Shimon? You hold it doesn't belong to Shimon. You hold it belongs to you, so you shouldn't have signed there. And there's no time to say you thought the next guy is weaker than the first guy. There's no two guys there. So in such a case, for sure, everybody else, even Admin, you lost your rights. Verses like this. Omer Abaye, Abaye says like this. Loishonu ela eid. Where is the machlokes nemishin only if you were an eid? When Reuven was an eid, signed on the shtar, then the Chum say, Ibedes chusay. You lose your rights. You have no right to sign when Levi is selling this field if you hold it with stolen goods. Avodayin, let's say the shtar Levi Taka stole it from you, you hold, and Levi sold this field to Shimon. And two other Eidim signed on the shtar Mechira. And now later, they want to be Mekayim the shtar, so they go to Beis Din. And Beis Din just has to make sure the Eidim that signed were not forged. So Reuven was a Dayan. When they went to Mekayim the shtar, then it's okay. Lo Yibedes Chusay, he does not use his rights, Reuven. Why? The Tani Rebchir says like this, Eino Eidim Chesum al Ashtar Elim Ken Karu. When an aid signs on the shtar, he has to know exactly what it says in the shtar. You're not allowed to sign on the shtar that I'm selling property if you don't know what's going on there. To be aidim on the shtar, you have to first read the shtar. So therefore, if Reuven signed on this shtar that Levi is selling the property to Shimon, Reuven has no right later to complain and say, it's stolen goods, it's my field. Because you know what it says in the shtar. So how come you signed? You shouldn't have signed. So that's what the Chum say, you lose your rights to complain. But that's only if you were an eight.